9:23 KMSD. It is the first Wednesday of the month. And that means it is time for Pet Talk. Dr. Jacqueline Carlson, Homestead Animal Health on line one. Always good to talk with you. How have you been for the last month?
Good morning. I have been doing well. It's been, you know, every day's an exciting day when you wake up and you're not sure what the weather is going to be.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I mean, it could be winter weather advisory, or it could be 65. You don't know.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Keeps us on our toes.
Right.
Not quite sure. You know, winter coat, spring coat, snow pants, no snow pants for the kids. Yeah.
Right.
It's a fun guessing game.
It's kind of the weather potpourri in Northeast South Dakota.
Yes.
In a cornucopia of change.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready for our topic today. I went on the Google machine. And I searched just pet supplements, just did a basic generic search of pet supplements. Mm-hmm. And to say that there's a lot of things on here, I don't even know where to start. There's just so much that comes at you. Mm-hmm. And that's where talking with you and going through some things and trying to find what's going on with your pet would be a pretty good place to start, because it's a little overwhelming when you see everything for every ailment that you could ever think of, and then some.
Yes, yes. And, I mean, you really hit the nail on the head. I mean, like you said, it is overwhelming. I mean, the number of supplements out there, I mean, it's growing every day. And so, you're right, you may ask me, oh, hey, Doc, what do you think about this one? There's a good chance I haven't heard of that company, because I just can't keep up with the thousands and thousands of them. But if you bring in, you know, the bag or the canister, the container to your pet's appointment, say, hey, I've been given Fluffy this, all right, well, let me take a look. Let's look at the ingredient list and things like that. But yes, it is really the Wild West. And not just from the overwhelming number of, like, say, companies and supplements and ailments that you didn't even think you needed to worry about with your pets,
mm-hmm.
that you need to treat, though, right?
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
New fears are being unlocked.
Right.
So yes, not only is it overwhelming, just like I say, by the sheer volume, but also there's just these supplements or nutraceuticals, they fall into a regulatory gray area. You know, it's not a true medication, it's not a food, and so as far as, you know, like FDA oversight and things, there really isn't any, because it's kind of like, it kind of just falls in this no man's zone, and so they don't have to, these supplement companies, they don't have to prove anything. They don't have to, you know, as far as efficacy, hey, what is in there is actually in there. It is really just kind of the Wild West. And so it is definitely a buyer beware kind of situation. And, you know, right, kind of working your way through the thousands, it's overwhelming. And I guess really the first question you should ask yourself is, hey, does my pet even need a supplement?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I will say that, I mean, certainly food is love, and we love giving, you know, treats to our pets. And I, you know, so some, I do think that, well, if we're going to be giving him a treat, you know, maybe it should actually, you know, have some health benefits too, you know, a little, you know, a two for one kind of thing. But like I say, do most of our cats, dogs, or horses need supplements? If they're on a good quality commercial diet, chances are they really don't need one, at least from the standpoint of, you know, like vitamins and minerals and macronutrients and micronutrients, that all should be balanced if they are on a good quality diet. Because then, like I say, that is regulated. Like that, they have to follow the rules, and they, like I say, they have to play the game. So, does your pet need it? Well, maybe they don't. And I would say, you know, when it comes to horses, especially if they are on, you know, in the summer, if they're on pasture, they're not being worked heavily, and they're, you know, your kind of general middle-aged horse, they're probably doing just fine. Now, you know, this time of year, they're on dried hay, and certainly hay sometimes has some shortcomings as far as there's certain, you know, compounds like vitamin E and things that just aren't stable in dry hay. So then things like a ration balancer can be helpful, and that's sort of like a daily multivitamin for your horse, where it's going to help fill in those gaps where the hay, you know, depending on when it was put up and how it was put up and what type of hay it is might be lacking some of those nutrients. So certainly, like I say, there is space and there is room for some of these supplements. And in the case of our dogs, right, so every, you know, these guidelines have been, as far as the, you know, like say the vitamins and mineral content and things like that, calcium, phosphorus, all our different fat and water soluble vitamins, has been established, you know, so that the vast majority, you know, like 90% of our pets will get what they need from that food. Well, I mean, you know, so there's going to be the occasional outlier, or maybe your pet isn't as good at absorbing it. And so, like I say, there certainly is some room for supplements, but we really got to be careful when it comes to quality ingredients. There's a little acronym called RIDE, like RIDE, and it stands for Research, Ingredients, Dose, and Efficacy. So, say you're on the Google machine, you're thinking, okay, all right, I want to get my pet on something. And certainly a third of households with dogs do give their pets supplements, with the most common one being a joint supplement. And so, like I say, that's great, especially if we can start kind of early in that arthritis kind of process, when the dogs and cats, you know, they still have some cartilage in their joints. I think those oral joint supplements really can shine. But, right, well, but which one? Okay, well, research. Does the company do any research? Like, can you find studies on it? So before you go down the supplement aisle, or before you just start randomly throwing stuff in your Amazon cart, like, actually look, you know, look into these companies. Like, say, do they have research behind it? Do they have outside laboratory testing that shows, hey, it says that there is, you know, 50 milligrams of chondroitin in here, and there really is 50 milligrams. You know, this outside lab has tested our product and shown it to be true. You know, because that shows that the company is going to stand behind their product and, like, say, that you're actually, you know, getting what you're paying for. And then we've got ingredients, you know. Does it make sense? How many ingredients are there? If it's a treat, you know, or a supplement that says, oh, my goodness, it's going to cure heart disease, stop aging, help their joints, and, you know, prevent shedding, boy, if it sounds too good to be true, it really probably is. Hmm. Now, may that supplement have a little pinch of this and a little pinch of that? Yep. But are those ingredients really at a level where they're going to be helpful? Probably not. You know, and then, okay, well, how many do I need to give? You think, oh, wow, this one really looks great. Oh, but I have to give my dog 5 chews, or I have to give my horse a pound every day. Well, goodness, I mean, that, you know, that can either be a lot, or you're thinking, wow, this must really be magical stuff. I just have to give them a teaspoon, you know, and you're thinking, am I just throwing away my money? And then, like, say, efficacy. Is it really doing what we want it to do? Are we seeing a difference in our pet? Is it helping? So just some things to kind of go through in your mind, like, say, as you dive into the big, wide, let's say, wild west that is pet supplements and nutraceuticals. And I'll say it's not just on the veterinary side. Harvard Health has done studies where they've gone and taken supplements off the human shelf and tested them, and there have been several, I mean, almost to the point where, like, the majority of them either have less of the ingredient than what the label states, doesn't have any of the ingredient, or they found some other contaminant. And so other things that I would caution you, you know, to kind of look into is, okay, where are they sourcing their ingredients? Certainly we have had some concerns through the years. You know, there was, like, some melamine contamination from China and different things where, hey, all right, well, this is at least manufactured in the USA, but again, where do they source their ingredients? Like I say, you got to do a little investigating before you just go stand in the supplement aisle and just stare at all of the plethora of containers.
So, by the way, nice use of the word plethora. Always one of my favorites. Nicely done. Okay, so let's just say I'm a busy individual and I just don't want to spend the time poring over research. I'd rather pick out socks or do anything else than to actually go and do that. Do you have a lot of your customers, when you're doing pet exams and saying, hey, you know, you might want to think about a joint supplement, Do they ever look at you and go, great, what do you suggest? Just because I would think, you know, I'm always about working smarter, not working harder. I'm like, you're the professional. You know these things and I don't. So do your customers ever go, yeah, what do you think? What's a good recommendation from you?
Yes. And I think talking, you know, for yourself to your physician or yes, in the case of your pet, by all means, please ask me, ask your veterinarian. And sure, like I say, because I will admit there's so many. I can't know everything about every supplement out there, but there are some certain core ones, and not to say that they're the only ones, but at least that I have confidence in saying, yes, this is a reputable company. Like I say, they do testing. They stand behind their product. If your pet won't eat it from a palatability taste standpoint, you know, we can return it. I believe in it. I really think that these, you know, it can have benefit. And like I say, again, just that, well, does my pet need a supplement? Okay, right. Let's do a joint supplement. Or, oh, you know what, the hair coat's kind of dry. Or the, you know, the skin isn't quite as luxurious. You know, things like that. So things that we can maybe help, you know, do to help improve. Or, oh, goodness, you know, Fluffy, we're seeing that our liver enzymes have crept up a little bit. Certainly the liver is great, has great regenerative capabilities. This is our time to intervene before we're really seeing problems. And so, yes, there certainly are companies that I sort of, you know, are my fallback on ones because I've seen the research and have used many of their products and, yes, can certainly steer you in the right direction. And then there's certain companies where I'll say just don't waste your money. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, state the obvious. Nobody wants to waste their money. I mean, to get a garbage supplement, you know, the good, the bad, and the garbage. Going back to our topic, nobody wants to get a garbage supplement because you're wasting your money. It's not good for your pet. It's a complete lose situation all around.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And you think, oh gosh, you want me to use that one? Well, that one's kind of expensive. I mean, it, you know, kind of the age old saying of, yeah, you get what you pay for. I mean, to some extent, yes. Because right. You think, well, I'm just going to go with this cheap one. Well, I mean, at that point, just save your pennies, you know, and just not do a supplement at that point because, right, then you are just throwing away your money, and your pet is probably just peeing or pooping out whatever junk you are feeding them.
Right, right, absolutely. So would you suggest, in your professional opinion, when you recommend a supplement or that sort of thing, would you wait until the animal actually needs it, or would you start them, like, right away? Like joint supplements, for example.
Sure. So I would say with joint supplements that I'll do, you know, again, everyone's favorite. Well, it depends. You know, it's a case by case. Okay, so, all right, maybe it's a larger breed dog. Maybe you brought in a Great Dane or a Newfoundland or a Pyrenees or, you know, even some of our bigger labs. I mean, you know, there's some 90-100-pound labs out there. Okay, well, we just know, you know, or they're really into hunting. All right, we are going to have more wear and tear on their joints. Now, do we need to start them at a year of age? Probably not. But, okay, instead of waiting till they're a senior, maybe we want to start them at 5 on something. So, again, because like I say, I think especially with some of these supplements, joint ones in particular, I really see them shine, so to speak, when we can use them a little bit more proactively or preventatively. Because a lot of them are designed to help improve, like, joint lubrication through hyaluronic acid or maintain the cartilage. Well, like I say, if your dog's 14 and there's no cartilage left in those joints and we're bone on bone, well, at that point in time, an oral joint supplement is not going to do what you hope it will do. And so, yes, prevention can be helpful. Or maybe your dog was, you know, hit by a car or had some other orthopedic, you know, bone-type injury as a young dog. All right, well, that dog's probably setting itself up for an earlier onset of arthritis or degenerative joint disease. So, again, yeah, before we see, oh, goodness, you know, now Spot he's limping or he can't do stairs. Okay, maybe it's we used to go for a walk around the block and it was, you know, he was out front, you know, pulling me. Now he kind of, you know, is by my side. Okay, so we're not limping yet. You know, your dog's not showing overt signs of pain. But maybe we're slowing down a little bit, or they don't want to play fetch for as long. I think those are a great time to intervene because, like I say, then we can really kind of get the most bang for our buck and, like I say, prevent a problem, which is what we want. We want to, you know, ward off illness and pain and have our pets comfortable and with us as long as possible.
You know, you got to be careful with the supplements, too. I mean, you could run into lots of problems. Overdosing,
yes.
Sometimes mixing supplements. Maybe sometimes they don't mix well. Or people using human supplements for pets, which is no, don't do it. Stop it.
Yes. So that is a great point, Jeff. So if you do have a pet with an underlying health condition or they're on some other prescription medication, yes, please ask before starting them on a supplement, because we don't want to have drug interactions.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, if say this is, you know, the supplement happens to have a lot of protein or something in it along those lines and your cat has a kidney disease, that can really be detrimental. So yes, certainly if there's any underlying, right, first do no harm. And so there is potential for these supplements to be harmful. Like I say, most of the time, the most harmful thing is to our pocketbook, but there can be actual medical consequences to some of them as well.
If someone has any questions or obviously wants to schedule an appointment, you got to keep your dogs and cats healthy. And the way to do that is to stop into Homestead Animal Health, talk with Dr. Carlson and her amazing staff. Give them all the contact information, phone number, website, all that good stuff.
Yes. Follow us on Facebook. Check out our website, homesteadanimalhealth.com. Give us a call, 432-9501. We'd love to see your pet. And during the month of March, it is $10 off our heartworm tick screen. Like I say, it doesn't necessarily look like spring outside the window today, but this weekend it did, and it'll be back. So time to start thinking about that, too.
Absolutely. Always great. Always informative. Thank you so much for coming on. Look forward to talking to you again next month.
Sounds great. Thank you.